Hi, and welcome to the podcast.
This is Ruby.
And I'm Duncan, and this is the Lesser Known Unreal Animals podcast. And this week, Ruby, you've got an animal for us. What's your animal?
The animal is pronounced fleur. It's found exclusively in France.
A fleur.
A fleur.
Okay, go for it. Now, shall we give the dice a bit of a spin and see what happens?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go for it.
Let your imagination run wild. Okay, what we've got here is a lock.
Sure.
A book.
Yeah.
A weight.
Okay.
Drama symbol.
Ah, drama symbols, yeah.
Someone sleeping.
Okay.
An eye.
Sure.
Turtle.
Okay.
Fountain.
Uh-huh.
And like an innocent face.
Okay. So go ahead. Tell us a story about a fleur.
Okay.
Go for it.
People discovered the fleur one day when a French person was out on a walk. He found the most amazing flower. He took a picture of it and tried to look up the name, but he came out with nothing. He was very puzzled and thought this was a new type of flower. So what happened was he decided, oh, I'll pick it and send it to a museum.
Right, okay.
Or at least take a photo. So first he took a photo. He didn't check his photo yet though. He was like, oh, I'll just take this photo. And then he's like, oh. Because he had just looked down from his phone and saw that it had changed colours to yellow. So he took another photo and then blue. And then back to its original colour, which was this nice pink.
Right, okay.
What happened was he said, oh, I'll pick it, but I don't want to touch it with my hands. So he gloved his hands, got some scissors and went snip, and then he felt a little bite on his hand.
Oh.
Do you know why he felt a bite on his hand?
Why?
Because a fleur is a snake disguised as a flower.
Oh.
But its poison doesn't do too much to you, just makes you faint for an hour.
Wow, okay.
And so it bit
parents him. Would be getting bitten by fleurs all the time. Because they get an hour nap. No?
No.
Okay, keep on going.
What happened is, but the fleur's poison didn't affect him. It just drooped down his glove.
Right.
Because he gloved his hand. And he said, what a strange thing.
Maybe he gloved his hand.
His hands.
Right. Is that what we call it, loving?
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Right. Okay, keep going.
Anyways, what happened is he said, is this poison?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, I have to put this back. I'll just keep the photos, and ran away. And then he told his friends about this, and his friend said, no way. I've got to try it. Show me where you put it. And it had moved to another mile away.
Wow, a mile. They travel quick. It's a long way for a little snake.
It wasn't little.
Oh, it's big.
It's not big, but it's not little. It's like a big size for like a flower. So it was at least like...
Sure.
It was at least... I don't know how to tell how tall it might have been.
Right, okay.
Like as tall, maybe like...
What kind of food does a fleur like?
A fleur eat. So when, let's say, an ant comes by, fleurs eat ants.
Sure. Okay.
And fleurs sing a special like tune type thing.
Okay. What does that sound like?
Do 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 do, and it attracts a whole family of ants. But good thing for us, it only eats.
Do do do.
It only eats 1,000 a year. Or it depends.
1,000 ants a year. Anteaters will eat that in a day. That's incredible. Right.
What happens is his friends come along after the fleur has just eaten his meal because they finally find out where it is.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, I'll pick it without gloves, because one of them was really daring. So so the person picked it out with the gloves, it bit him and left a mark there, and then it fainted. So they called 000 to come immediately.
Right.
And when they came...
Which is the Australian emergency number. Yes. And you should only use it in case of emergency.
Yes. And happened was... the person who originally found the fleur,
yeah,
called this number and said it was right here, and he saw that it had moved again, and no one could ever catch the fleur because it would always be so sneaky, so we don't know how it moves around.
Right. And so is that your story of the fleur?
Yep.
Well, good story. I do need to say, though, you didn't use a story cube once in that story. So that's okay. We'll have another go next week. Very good. So that was a story of a
fleur.
Only seen in France. It's a snake that's a flower that's a snake that when it gets startled moves a mile every time. Thanks, Ruby, for sharing.
You're welcome.
Let's do it again next week. Goodbye.
Bye.